The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A furry friend, welcome to all of you. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And for those of you who listen regularly, I bet you can predict what I'm about to say next, which is that this is the place where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. To start today, 68% of US households, or about 85 million families, own a pet, according to a 2017-2018 National Pet Owners Survey conducted by the American Pet Products Association. According to a 2015-2016 National Pet Owners Survey, the number of pets owned, or maybe our guest and I would like to say that we are the guardians of, in the U.S. was 85.8 million cats and 77.8 million dogs. In my research, I located the other day that dog ownership actually seems to be outstripping population growth statistics. Wow. And now you're thinking, have you suddenly turned into a veterinary show, Carol Ann, and we did not know it? Nope. However, have you paused to consider how caregiving of whatever sort you do impacts upon your cherished pets, and perhaps how they impact upon your caregiving, now that I think of it? I can claim to have contemplated these matters and witnessed each of their effects for myself, and there are many more than you would ever necessarily realize, but will soon be illuminated upon by my guest today. Because I'll tell you something, folks, it's going to be quite the miracle for me to get through today's broadcast without least, you know, welling up with tears behind the scenes. And this is kind of one of those days, I'm glad you hear only my voice, revealing as the voice is, often more so than with the visual cues. And this is because it was just over a year ago that we lost our cherished cat, Belle, at only age 12. And, you know, last night on Family Feud, they had one of the questions, what's considered old for a cat? And people said 12. My husband and I said, try 20, you know? And so the grievousness of her sudden departure, and I mean from one moment to the next on that July day in 2018, was absolutely horrendous. Even if not surprising, after more than a year of worsening ailments, during which my guest actually gave me kind and gentle insights already in November 2017 that enormously aided my daily presence to what Belle needed from me, and how that tuning in to our precious tiger Tabby with all the power I possess to aid her journey back to a dimension was so helpful, I can't even tell you. And I'm just going to say it gives me great comfort to believe that she frolics with other cats that we have owned. And, you know, that's really as a result of the considerable difference that Cindy made to me at that time. And of course, before and since. Right about now, here's where I'm thinking some of you might be wondering if Carol Ann is turning into a crazy cat lady. And I assure you, I'm not. Eclectic, maybe, but not kooky. And here's my point. People likely underestimate the degree to which our pet family influences us and vice versa. I was, in fact, interviewed on the subject of caregiving impacts on animals with a holistic veterinarian a few years ago. And as a guest, I was able to speak to the intense stress Belle and her sister from the same litter, a Maine Coon named Coco for feline lovers, and how much they must have been under duress during two major life transitions since they arrived in our household in June of 2006, June 5th to be exact. And one of those was the entire chapter from my mother's exponential decline in 2010 when they were four, and already then that I was pulling out my hair by the roots over the effect of my mother's progressive ailments on my father and me. And that was only just coming home from parental visits, you know, meaning to say I'd be up at their house, but not mine until I returned home late at night. I consider my home my sanctuary, and I'm sure that my escalating blood pressure and other physical issues, you know, once my dad's situation became more and more disastrous until his own transition in August 12, 2012, must have had an effect, because I do know, even without our guest illuminating us today, that the animals actually feel our stress. And then on top of it, there was the massive move out of a home that my husband and I had occupied for 22 years into a condo half the size a mere 4 years later. And that kind of represented dealing with 84 years of accumulation when you really combine our possessions with those of my parents' house, which I sold in 2013. Now, mind you, not all of that was resident in our house at that time. We needed to have an external, you know, storage locker and stuff for a period for me to deal with the overflow. But I do know as well that cats do not like their environments disrupted. And most assuredly, their comfy, cozy location in our house was disrupted at 2016. And I would say the balance of that year into 2017 was very transitional for both of them. And I'm sure that there is a connection, because Belle was really, quote unquote, my cat with whom I bonded, that she was feeling those effects especially much. Now, in turn, the vet that I was a guest of said to her audience that there are all kinds of combinations and permutations that our pet family can go through. Like, what if you are a caregiver who has, you know, grandparents, as in your own parents, living with you, who don't happen to value the family dog, and thus they shoo him off the furniture or risk to have him trip over the dog when it is actually the dog's home as much as anyone else's. And I think either way, we will shortly confirm that whenever there is any sort of transition or change in our lives, that is going to be definitely reflected in our animals. Guaranteed, our guest has devoted herself to co-creating an excellent show with me today, and I cannot thank her enough for her thorough preparation, because everyone who tunes in regularly realizes my impeccable self-standards to be ready for you each week. And so when a guest does the same, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it. And bonus, I can think of no greater person to accompany me on this day as we pass the milestone of delivering 50 shows. Woohoo! And so on that positive note, we should just go into a little bit of a break. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. Stand by, everyone.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are in permanent collection at the National Museum of American History and the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com, www.aliceasmarinternational.com, and email Alice at aliceasmar@aol.com.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We are coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and as we go into this segment where we will introduce our guest in a moment, I don't want to steal her thunder, yet I want you to consider the intriguing question. It's as follows. It is said that we humans choose everything about our circumstances, like the family we're born into, where we arrive into the world, and more. And, you know, you don't have to believe that, but just in case it's so, what if the same notions actually held true for the animals that come into our lives? What if there were lessons you're meant to learn from them? And those are just some of the intriguing things we're going to explore today with Cindy Baker. And I want to share her with you now. Cindy is a healing touch for animals practitioner in the Venice, Florida area. She provides relief to loving pet parents who are frustrated and don't know how to help their pet suffering from health or behavior issues. They again have the joy of knowing that their pet can be playful, relaxed, calm, and ready for whatever is next. Cindy has studied a number of other healing modalities, which all come together and allow her to help people through their pets. Her own animal family includes two dogs, and Cindy provides energy therapy to animals, plus their caregivers, through her business, Touched by a Paw. Isn't that a great name? And, you know, she's humble about herself, I would say. And so I also want you to know, this is an add-on, that she volunteers weekly at her local humane society. And I am certain that she makes a huge difference there, along with other contexts that she travels. So, Cindy, welcome to the Conscious Caregiver Show, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you so much, Carol Ann, for having me on your show. This is very, very exciting for me.
It's very exciting for both of us, and we've got lots to share with our valued listeners. So why don't we just start in this place? Cindy, tell us a little something about how you came to be doing your work in the world.
Thank you, Carol Ann. And I also wanted to add that I'm so glad that I could be of some assistance when you were dealing with your situation with Dear Belle. That was very helpful to me. I was introduced to this work through my flat coat retriever, Diva. She was a therapy dog, and we would go to therapy sessions at the library. Young kids would read stories to her, and they would get so excited that they would turn the books around so that she could see the pictures, and they would read upside down. We would also go to the memory care area of assisted living facilities, and I saw the change in residents when a dog entered the room. They were just happier. The therapy organization had conferences every 6 months and brought in animal experts. The conferences were designed to teach us how to become better therapy teams. At one of these conferences, the Healing Touch for Animals experts came in to speak about energy work. This was something completely new to me. My previous experience was military, and energy meant something completely different in the military context, as you can imagine. There were about 10 ladies in the class and about 5 dogs. The dogs were irritated and vocal. It was the end of the day, and they wanted to go home. But when these experts started to talk, all of the dogs settled and went to sleep. It was a remarkable reaction, and it definitely gave me the sense that something else was going on. I found out that there were classes in the area, so I started the Healing Touch for Animals coursework. As I learned more, Diva, my flat-coated retriever, became my teacher and my best patient. So Healing Touch for Animals is a holistic health care that uses energy and intention to balance and center so that the body has what it needs to heal itself. It's a complement to traditional veterinary care, but not an alternative. So always check with your vet first for any physical or behavioral changes in your pet. As I work with Diva, I noticed remarkable changes. She had a series of surgeries one summer. I noticed her recovery times got shorter and shorter, and her energy levels soared. In particular, one day in late fall of 2011, I was taking one of the upper level classes. We had just learned an energy technique that invigorated the life force energy or chi energy of the animal. Diva had the treatment on a Saturday, and that following Monday, after she'd been recouping all summer long, much to her sister Golden Retriever's dismay, she had so much energy, she was like a puppy again. She was a completely different dog. She gave me so much confidence in my abilities to make a difference and helped me realize that this is something that I could do to help my dogs and others. Sadly, after 5 years, my Diva transitioned from cancer. But because of what she taught me about how I could support her, I never felt helpless. I knew that I was comforting her and easing her transition, and I knew that I could pass that same feeling on to others who were concerned and at wit's end with their pets. So I started my business, Touched by a Paw, in 2011.
Wow. Thank you so much, Cindy, already for sharing the many moving aspects of your own story. I always know people have their own story to how they come to be doing and offering what they are in the world. And we'll come up to another break in a moment, but just let's start with our next point that we want to cover. And I'm sure undoubtedly, as you came to be a pet healer, you encountered some challenges along the way, which I am sure our listeners would be curious to know what those were, actually.
Yes, as I started working with animals, I began to see that there's a little bit more than a pet-guardian relationship going on here. I began to study this a little and took several animal communications classes. One class in particular dealt with animals not just on a physical or 3D level, such as how do you feel and where does it hurt, but on a soul level, such as why are you in your human's life and what are you here to teach them, which you referred to earlier. I learned that our animals pick us, and they pick us for a reason. They have something to teach us, and that usually centers around some form of unconditional love. As any animal lover will agree, our animals are brought into this world with unconditional love. They completely understand that, and they're here to help us understand. So there are several ways I have observed that they try to get their message or lesson across to their people. The most common example I've observed is known as mirroring. Our animals will mirror something that is going on in our lives that they want to draw our attention to or feel that we need to address. I have several examples that will help us illustrate how I've seen this work.
Cindy, just hold that thought perfectly right there. We'll go into those examples after a wee pause. Want everyone to know that you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Introducing BetterHomeAndGarden.com. That's www.betterhomeandgarden.com with just the letter N in Better Home and Garden. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the highest quality products on the market that are environmentally safe and effective, and to make them available to you at the lowest possible prices. BetterHomeAndGarden.com understands that kind of creativity and do-it-yourself attitude. Thus, we developed our website, BetterHomeAndGarden.com. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the following products right online: bath, bedding, collectibles, craft, sewing and hobby, food and beverage, furniture, home decor, kitchen and dining, lamps and lighting, large appliances, musical instruments, outdoor cooking, patio items, pet supplies, plant and garden, rug and floor covering, small appliances, travel and luggage, and so much more. Better Home and Garden is an online retailer offering a wide variety of high-quality brand-name merchandise at discount prices. Our service is personal and we aim to please. Visit us at www.betterhomeandgarden.com. Make your home your own.
Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
And welcome back, everyone. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, where today, this is a great example of offering you content unlike the typical stuff out there, because we have with us Cindy Baker, who is a Healing Touch for Animals practitioner. And Cindy was tracing just with us a moment ago her own journey from really being in the military to now doing this Healing Touch via her business, Touched by a Paw, since 2011. And Cindy, you were just starting to talk about the connection really between humans and our animals, and I think you were going to share with us some examples that will help to illustrate how there is a distinct connection. So could you share some of those with us?
Yes. So I was talking about the most common example that I've observed, which was called how our animals mirror what's going on in our lives. So I had a client several years ago who had a wonderful, well-mannered elderly cat. This cat never had any issues with the litter box, but all of a sudden, she started peeing outside the box. Her owner had been to the vet. They found no medical reason for this behavior. The owner asked me what could be going on. I asked her if she had any lower GI problems herself, and she looked at me strangely. Funny you should say that. She told me that she had been putting off going to the urologist. I suggested that there might be a connection between what her cat was going through and what she was going through. I recommended that she have a conversation with her cat. Speak to her cat like it's her therapist or her peer, but not her baby or her kid. In the conversation, I suggested that she thank her cat for the message and let the cat know what she was going to do about it. She agreed to make the appointment with the urologist and then have a conversation with her cat. I talked to her several weeks later. She had made the appointment and had the conversation. She noticed from that point on that the cat had stopped peeing outside the box. So sometimes it's a physical issue to which our pets draw our attention. Other times it's more metaphorical. As an example, I had taken a class called Animals as Our Mirrors. the instructor would ask each student what their pet issue was to try to figure out what the lesson might be. One student volunteered that she had a great, well-mannered cat for years, and then, all of a sudden, the cat started peeing outside the box. The instructor asked her if she had a physical problem. There was no physical issue, so the instructor turned it over to the class and asked if the other students had any ideas. A fellow student raised her hand and asked if the woman was having trouble thinking outside the box. The woman, a little shocked, agreed that this was it. She reported back to the class that she solved her problem coming at it from a completely different direction, and the cat stopped peeing outside the box. So this opened up an entirely new and fascinating way for me to help people with their animals. I came to understand that because our animals are so closely connected with us, that whenever we are in some sort of transition or change in our lives, then that is also reflected in our animals. Certainly, as you mentioned before, with your own situation, and your listeners are experiencing all sorts of changes and transitions in their lives, as they are all part of the sandwich generation. Different people coming into their lives, kids leaving their house and going off to college, parents coming into their house and then leaving again or transitioning. All of these things are very important factors in how our animals react.
Wow, Cindy. I mean, those examples are really something, and they struck me as we were preparing behind the scenes, and they continue to do so. And don't you just love that the energy work aspect in what you do is more and more being recognized? I mean, both of us incorporate Reiki into our entrepreneurial practices, but we ought to be declaring a resounding yay for people's growing awareness, like the examples you just cited. So, you know, you've had Absolutely. Lots of experiences already, and those are just two stories. So let's build on those, because based on your lived and certification experiences, what attitudes then or mindsets could you recommend for listeners to pay attention to during particularly the caregiving chapter of life?
Okay, great. So what can your listeners do if they notice their pet is acting strangely or experiencing new physical issues? Mm-hmm. As I mentioned before, the first step is to make sure that the pet has been checked out by a vet. If the vet cannot find anything, then these next steps might be helpful. If your pet has started an unusual behavior out of the blue, then try and think back to when that behavior started. Take a look at what else was going on in your home. Did someone who was living there suddenly leave or transition? Has someone new moved into the house? Are you experiencing a big increase in stress levels? All of these things are factors that can confuse a pet and send mixed signals as to what's going on. Our pets are in our lives to please us. So when they are doing things that don't please us, frustrate us, then there could be a mixed signal. Additionally, our pets need to know that they are safe. With uncertainty and transition in the house, it's easy for them to misread the changes as a possible threat to their safety. Sometimes a simple conversation to help them understand the changes that are going on and the assurance that they will be safe can be all that's needed. If you've been able to make a connection between the changes in your life and the changes in your pet's behavior, include that in the conversation. As silly as it seems, talk to your pet like they are your therapist or your peer, as I mentioned earlier. Let the pet know that you understand their message, thank them for the message, and let them know what you're going to do about it. If it's something that can be fixed, as in the earlier example of making a doctor's appointment, let the pet know. If it's something more complex, like someone has transitioned and they're not going to be around anymore, let them know that as well. It's not anything that you need to be able to fix. It's just something the pet needs to know so they can understand that it's not something about them. It's just a new situation and there's a new normal. As I mentioned before, I believe that pets are in our lives to please us. So when they're doing something that doesn't please us, then there's a disconnect. It is not their intention to irritate us because they are all about unconditional love. Sometimes this simple conversation might be able to clear up the confusion, and then turn, and then their behavior can change, as it did in the examples that I mentioned earlier.
That's a perfect note on which to have shared with us some really important attitudes and mindsets we can bring to the table for our pet family. And just stand by, Cindy Baker. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline. And she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes. And she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's F-A-Y-E-R-W-E-A-T-H-E-R. And play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
Welcome back, everyone. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. And we're on the BBM Global Network, plus TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And we have together with us today Cindy Baker, who provides energy therapy to animals and their caregivers through her business, Touched by a Paw. And I must say, so far, wasn't that fascinating about how our animals mirror us? When Cindy taught me this a little bit for Belle, I was like, really? Wow, I'd better look into what was going on there. And even Cindy is always so gracious about asking about our other cat, Coco. And I'm sure, Cindy, that you are pleased that I have since stepped up my language with her and stopped talking to her like a kid. I observe how much she listens and no longer looks at me quite as suspiciously, having initially bonded immediately with my husband as a kitten, but me not so much. Though I think she still believes she's a princess, and I laugh now, as everybody can hear, because maybe she is helping me to claim the kind of treatment I am deserving of, you know, through her entitlement. Either way, we want to stay with this theme, which is based on your lived and certification experiences. What strategies or approaches now, Cindy, have you found helpful or effective to safeguard our pets' stress levels during especially this caregiving chapter of life?
Well, I just want to say, given the way I look at things, clearly you needed a princess in your life. So it all works out for the best, right?
Exactly.
So if you're, to get back to the question, if your pet has always had a behavior or physical problem and not something that just came out of the blue, then it could be a bit more difficult to determine the message that your pet was trying to give you. In those cases, I pay particular attention to the words that my clients use to describe what's going on with their pet and how it makes them feel. The specific words they choose to use are an indicator to me of where the connection might be and what the pet is trying to teach their person. For example, I had a client This cat was always hungry and would eat nonstop. She was very worried because the cat kept gaining weight. As I talked to her and listened to her words, I kept hearing the word lack. It seemed like the cat felt a sense of lack or lacking, so it needed to continue to eat. I asked her where in her life, outside of her cat, did she feel a sense of lack or lacking? Although she didn't share much with me, she understood immediately what I was talking about. She got the connection, and she had a conversation with her cat about it a few days later. The next time I saw her, she shared that she had talked with the cat and thanked the cat for the message. She said that the cat was now leaving food in the bowl, and she was very happy about that. And she also said that she had a very different and much closer relationship with her cat. So if you have a situation like this with your pet and you can't figure out what the message might be, a suggestion would be to think about how you feel when your animal is doing the thing that is driving you crazy. Try to write down feelings that come up for you, and then take a look at those words that you've written and see if there's a connection between the words and what else is going on in your life. Then try to talk with your pet. Thank them for their message and let them know what you're going to do about it. And don't forget to ask them for help. If after soul searching and communication with your animal, there's still not a change in behavior and it's not a physical issue, then there are other tools that can be used to help your pet through this transition. Energy medicine can be very effective. Modalities such as mine, Healing Touch for Animals, or yours, Reiki, can help the animal balance their energy system so their body is able to heal. In a nutshell, the energy system of any living body has energy centers or chakras that help keep the body balanced and support the body to heal itself. With prolonged stress or physical issues, some of the energy centers can become blocked or compromised. This can block the energetic flow and prevent the body from using all of its resources to heal. Energy medicine can help open up and get the energy to flow, thereby helping the body to heal itself physically, emotionally, mentally, and instinctually. So, in the case of your pet, when the animal's energy system is open and flowing, then the body has what it needs to help heal physical issues and can actually help them make better decisions.
Wow. Just stunning in terms of the insights that you're providing, Cindy. And I'm sure you have probably learned about yourself. And I'm curious, as a result of working as actively as you do with animals, what have you learned about yourself, maybe caregiving or otherwise?
So, great question. My animals have taught me so much about myself, and I thank every day that they're in my life. They have really taught me how to love deeply, and I look at them and all I see is love. They've also taught me very many practical things, such as going for the things that you want in your life without feeling bad. For example, when I come home from work and my pets want affection, they don't wait in an orderly line to come up to me. They just push their way through and get what they're needing at the time. I also learned from my flat-coated retriever, Diva, all about my healing gifts. Through our whole experience of therapy work, which introduced me to Healing Touch for Animals and animal communication, and then her role as a teacher in helping me to hone my skills, she gave me a sense of confidence that I had something to contribute and that I could be helpful to other people and their pets. My dogs are also excellent teachers for living in the moment and just letting things go that are not important or are in the past. I see that all the time with the rescue dogs where I volunteer. When they are adopted, they are able to completely shed their past and become healthy, helpful, loving members of their new forever family. I really see it in my adopted dog, Carlo. He was able to let go of all that was bad in his past and live for today. I think that is a beautiful lesson for all of us to be able to let go of the past and just live in the moment and completely experience the joy of the moment. Also, from my golden retriever, Dolce, I learned all about concentration. As I observed her intense focus on her tennis ball.
Just right on that note, Cindy, if we can pause at concentration, take a wee breather here. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
French Rastafarian baker Chef Hugues Mat is a fourth-generation baker and has worked in 11 countries across three continents. Born in Mulhouse, France, he began apprenticing in his father's bakery at age 12 and has devoted his life to learning cultures of the world from inside kitchens across the globe. He also teaches traditional French baking by hosting demonstrations and classes, and his passion for baking is reflected in his delicious confections. With a deep respect for discipline and his Rastafarian way of life, Chef Hugues Mat exemplifies commitment to tradition and culture in a global world. Traveling extensively and combining a myriad of flavors into his recipes, Chef Hugues Mat brings a unique approach to baking. To read more about the French Rastafarian baker, visit www.frenchchefhugues.com. That's H-U-G-U-E-S. Bon appetit and bless up.
Mike Zorich, a three-time California state champion in Greco-Roman wrestling at 114 pounds. Mike, blind since birth, was born in Hartford, Connecticut. He was a six-time national placer, including 2 seconds, two-thirds, and two-fourths. He also won the Veterans Folkstyle Wrestling twice at 152 pounds. In all these tournaments, he was the only blind competitor. Nancy Zorich, a creative spirit whose talents have taken her to the stage and into galleries and exhibitions in several states. Her father, a commercial artist who shared his instruments with his daughter and helped her fine-tune her natural abilities, influenced her decision to follow in his footsteps. Ms. Zorich has enjoyed a fruitful career doing what she loves. Listen Saturday mornings at 12 Eastern for the Nancy and Mike Show for heartwarming stories and interesting talk on the BBM Global Network.
Always, we are so delighted that you choose to be a treasured part of our audience. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we are connecting today with Cindy Baker, a Healing Touch for Animals practitioner who brings together a variety of modalities to help people through their pets. And I got to tell you, you know, it was very poignant for me to hear that your dogs have taught you to love deeply, Cindy. This is one of those moments for me because I think about the heart and soul that I poured into Precious Belle and how profoundly she provided unconditional love. And that was such an important lesson for me too. So you were just indeed sharing what your own pets have taught you. And you were talking, I think, about your golden, from whom you had learned all about concentration. So carry on with us, Cindy.
Okay, thank you. So my golden retriever, Dolce, had such an intense focus on her tennis ball. And it was amazing to me that she would stay transfixed on that tennis ball, no matter what was ahead, beside, or behind her. It was all about catching that tennis ball, which she did and managed not to smash into trees or topple back over backwards. She was able to focus and be aware in the moment to get the job done and have fun in the meantime. When I look at my dogs, I just see joy, and it makes me want to look at life through my dog's eyes and see joy in everything.
Isn't that just lovely? Just lovely. Lovely. How wonderful that you have come into the opportunity to be working with these cherished animals. And I'm sure there's much you could still say, but what about final words of wisdom you want to make sure to impart with our valued listeners today?
Thank you. I think the biggest takeaway that I have is to realize that our animals are in our lives for a reason. They have chosen to be with us to help us in some way. So my advice is to talk to your animals. Get them involved in what's going on in your life, especially the challenges. They are wonderful therapists that can help sort through things that are going on. Their intention is to be a source of help, not an irritant. So use your animals. You are a team, and they are in your life at this time to help you. I offer a complimentary talk to the paw chat to get at some preliminary reasons why your animals may be acting out and what might be the messages that your animals are trying to get to you. So I'd love to offer that to your listeners.
Oh, wow. That I am sure would be tremendous. And you don't even know this, Cindy, but my husband and I have sometimes said, man, we should put up like a Facebook page. Maybe it features Coco and she's saying, talk to the paw. But I know your chat is actually extremely meaningful for people. And I urge them, because I've experienced your gifts myself, to take advantage of this opportunity. So it rather begs the question, now where can we find out more about you?
Wonderful. So I can be reached on the web at www.touched-by-a-paw.com. So the dashes need to be in there. And also on Facebook at www.facebook.com/touchedbyapawhealthcare/. My phone number is 484-459-8049.
Okay, Cindy,
wait a second.
Can we just review that one more time? Because there are people who listen and like to write this stuff down. So where can we reach you on the web and Facebook and your number? Just do it again for us, please.
Sure. On the web at www.touched-by-a-paw.com and then it's a dash between each of the words. And also on Facebook at www.facebook.com/touchedbyapawhealthcare, no spaces, /. And my phone number is 484-459-8049.
Beauty, Cindy. And that brings me to a profound thank you. For today, I want to thank you for making the time to bring us joy akin to what our fur families do. And that sentiment certainly bespeaks my own gratitude in learning how to help a pet suffering from health or behavior issues. You know, one can feel so helpless in providing them relief when under stress, like caregiving ourselves. And I know your passion and dedication toward working with these beautiful spirits who are their own contribution to planet Earth, Cindy. This is so meaningful to me. Since we met an incredible 6 to 7 years ago, it has been personally heartening beyond words to see you step into more and more of this wonderful mission you have shared so movingly with us. And I truly wish you only the very best as you continue to expand awareness of the importance of the healing arts that you so clearly demonstrate with your own animal family and along with growing numbers of the rest of us who appreciate you so very much. So I can't thank you enough for offering for such a special energy today with us, Cindy Baker.
Well, thank you so much, Carol Ann. This has been wonderful. And thank you for allowing me to share this information with your listeners. I'm really passionate about working with our animals and sharing the ways that they can help us. And I really treasure any opportunity I can get to let people know that their pets are out there to help them and that they have a relationship on a deeper level than they may realize. So thank you so much. And I really enjoyed our time today.
Well, that's beautiful. And yes, I hope that just as much as I did, that folks tuning in today have really gained something from the mindsets that we can now bring to bear with new information to support our pet families, to interact more effectively with them, even whether we are in a caregiving situation ourselves or not. Just in general, this is life advice for really understanding their role in our lives that is quite different from that which is portrayed out there. So this has made a huge difference, and we're probably going to go into a little pause, but basically we'll be previewing next week and a bunch of stuff. So hang on, folks. We are coming to you from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is The Conscious Caregiver Show.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, JobsAnnex.com is your resource for career-minded people. Jobs Annex JobsAnnex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. Jobs Annex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. Jobs Annex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At Jobs Annex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at JobsAnnex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. JobsAnnex.com. That's JobsAnnex.com.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration, plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to our last few precious moments together. And this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we've had on with us today pet healer Cindy Baker, and this was just wonderful and at different points poignant. I told you it would be kind of hard to get through some of the segments, but sliding from caregiving impacts on animals, we're going next week into emotional intelligence for caregivers. And this was a broadcast originally slated that had some technical issues, but I don't think anything has changed since that time about how the key elements of emotional intelligence that I researched are still not as pertinent today as then. And it's qualities like self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. So stay tuned for that one coming up. And then we've got into September, if you can imagine. One of the shows is Carol Ann's Top 10 Caregiver Lessons, and it's going to be a different slice and dice. What else is new? That answers some typical issues my coaching clients have come to me for, all within an hour. And so wouldn't it be great to get free coaching on some of your most pressing concerns? Well, that's what we're going to be all about. And as a bit of a trailer, like if this were a movie, and it ought to be, after 250,000 hours of lived experience with difficult parents. I'm just not sure which category, horror, suspense, comedy, or all three, but let me give you a couple of snippets. And, you know, during the throes of elder care, you will actually suddenly find what I call little miracles dropping into your lap. And it could be a kindness from a stranger or a break you get with a bureaucratic agency you normally think of as unhelpful. And I believe that these are designed to keep us going and give us hope. And another one is how akin elder care is to change management in terms of it being a process with changes. Not, of course, a mentality that North Americans especially are fans of because of this pressing need to constantly get her done. And within that broadcast, we'll be able to incorporate some show themes we did not get to during my favorite caregiver theme. needs. And those include navigating massive life transitions, living without regret, caregiving as a healing opportunity, plus the power and importance of story. Loved what one of my treasured loyal listeners said about last week's show. And she said, you know, the three clusters I used, like self-caregiving, the realities of caregiving, and the future of caregiving, were a great compendium of what the conscious caregiver is really all about. And she felt anyone who tuned in would realize the value of this program and be compelled to listen thereafter. And so I simply thank her for that wonderful feedback. Now, as much as summer vacation rapidly winds down in the US and Canada and elsewhere, it's not too early or late to be looking into equipping yourself with some resources that I would like to profile in terms of my Nurturing Yourself workbook and Coping with Uncopable Parents workbook. And both can be found at my own website of copingwithuncopableparents.com. And why I say this is because those workbooks allow you to proceed at your own pace, which is important to busy caregivers, along with the support of coaching with me personally. And I purposely entitled one of those upcoming broadcasts Top 10 Caregiver Lessons because we are heading back to school. And knowing how exceptionally busy the fall can be, I urge you to get a head start by also looking into booking your free confidential readiness session with me. You can pop me an email at carolann@carolannhamilton.com, C-A-R-O-L-A-N-N. And that would be getting you equipped with just the right information to suit your needs. Of course, all of this is always premised on the understanding that we are a match for each other. Because unlike a number of the so-called gurus out there nowadays, I will not claim to be for everyone. But if I am right, I say to you, you've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? We are on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is The Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice. Right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
Mazda's iActive all-wheel drive event is on. Get up to a $1,000 iActive all-wheel drive credit on select new models, plus Mazda's unlimited mileage warranty. Visit Mazda.ca for details.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.